the difference is because theirs is rental.
Theirs is on a nightly rental. That's the split that the BOE give the properties.
Remind me what that split was. Was it 65-35 or was it?
It was 55-45.
55-45.
That's right. Yeah. I could remember either.
But that's the difference I'm seeing here in these properties. If you take all of our comparables and multiply it by five, basic, you'll see that they come in around $150,000. Some of the smaller units doesn't come in that high. And I've got theirs on for $150,000-something with...
A little over $157,000?
Yeah, $157,000 with commercial value being about 45% of it.
If that comes up again, does and the appeals that went to the state tax commission, 55-45 split is all right because they had us set that ourselves.
That's all I have to say about the problem.
As James asked you there, that question was to you.
What?
In the appeals that they sent in,
yeah,
the state
was,
tax commission.
Okay,
because they had us at 45, 55.
They haven't said anything pro or con. They just haven't got to a study yet.
The guys, the Stevensons have called back. They're on vacation, couldn't get to the phone in time, correct? It's Lisa. You're going to have to tell me that number again.
316-284-7616.
Please enter your account.
Hello, I'm sorry I didn't answer the phone. I tried to get to it and you were gone by the time I got there. We're on vacation in Utah. So, okay, this was my conference call, right?
This is your conference call.
Hello?
This is Ron Houseman, and I'm here with the entire Board of Equalization for the county. We have you on speakerphone so everyone can hear you, and hopefully you can hear all of us. We have your parcel of property in front of us. We're looking at it. We're talking with the assessor about it. I'm curious, do you have your paperwork there in front of you?
I actually do, yes.
Can you tell me what it has for the assessed valuation on your property in that paperwork in front of you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this was in the evidence that I sent to you. It says that our tax value right now is $39,150, which was lowered when they finally got our deed and recorded it. Because I tried to, you know, make a phone call and see if we could just get a change based on our purchase price. So they lowered ours a little, and then what I said in the second piece of my evidence is that they said that the one next door to me, ours is one that does not have a loft, so it can't be used for three-bedroom. The one next door is, and he said, well, they didn't care about whether mine was a three-bedroom or two-bedroom because it was based on the square footage around the bottom or whatever. And so what they did is at that time, they raised the tax value on the other one to the $39,150. So I lowered mine a little. I think mine was at 43 or 49, something in that. It was 44, my husband said.
Okay.
And that happened, I think, June. Well, no, it wasn't June. It was probably about a month or two ago.
Okay, Mrs. Stevenson, what we understand, but I'm going to let the assessor address this, is that your parcel of property, at least according to Missouri law and the guidelines that we go by, is assessed based in part, at least, as a commercial piece of property because it's available for rent. And that
is available for rent.
That is one of the factors that's used in determining what the valuation is, and those guidelines are provided us through the State Tax Commission. But I will let the assessor address that, and then we will continue to let you offer any additional comments that you have. Is that okay?
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Hold on just a second.
Here's the screen. That's
not to do with that. This is not to do with this case.
No.
So, James, first let me ask if you'll address her comment about the loft. Do we have that assessed in this valuation? If she doesn't have one, we shouldn't have.
No, we went out, appraised most condominiums off of the plat that is filed in our mapping department. So we went back out and measured your property and made an adjustment to your square footage. And then the only question I would have is down here in your comparables, are those any of those nightly rentals or are those residents? Or were you able to determine that? And if the difference being, if they're residential, is just strictly the commercial value that's added to your tax amount.
Okay, what my feeling is, do you want me to speak now?
Sure.
Okay. What my feeling is I've given you probably over 30 different properties that are exactly like mine. I looked on the tax thing and clicked on those properties and looked at their assessed valuation. As you know, that the cabins at Grand Mountain are generally things that are done by nightly rentals, and that Dan Ruda is one of the people who owns that property and manages that situation and owns some of those things, and that in that area, almost all the properties there are used for nightly rentals. Now, I could have driven around and seen everyone that had a special lock on their door, but if they're being rented to the cabins at Grand Mountain at Thousand Hills, then they would have a special doorknob on them. And so by going around, I could have looked at each house to see how many of those were on the nightly rental program. We are not on the nightly rental program with Dan Ruda, but we do rent it at times ourselves, you know, which then makes us be a commercial property. But I would guess that almost every other property on that list that I gave you there is also that way. And I believe at some point that Dan Ruda came and maybe met with you guys and that he lowered the tax on a lot of those properties. Maybe they were trying to sell them or whatever, you know, because there have been a lot of foreclosures in there because of the dropping values, you know, in Branson. And so I'm not sure but a lot of them, like on Ridge there, that were assessed. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them on Oak Ridge that were assessed at 23,610. And I don't know if he made a package deal and said, well, let's get these assessed at this rate here, because our taxes are almost double what other people's are. And they're also, we have a property in Branson West at the villas in there, and that one we use sometimes ourselves, and it's also, my husband says that doesn't have to do with anything. Okay. I was going to say the taxes on that are half, so I'm feeling like our taxes that we're paying on is 2,300 a year, which I just thought, I mean, we've got a two-bedroom cabin that we paid $101,000 for. You know, and like I said, what you asked is, are the other ones for rent? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Comments or questions from BOE members? James, any other comments?
Just on the reduction of commercial value, that these would have been 100%, but we decided as a Board of Equalization, through evidence presented, to take the commercial value of these condos from 100% to 45%, which has been applied to Mrs. Stevenson's property also.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Did you have that microphone over there, James?
This thing's right here.
Yeah.
Can you hear? Hear me now?
What?
Yeah,
go ahead, James.
What the Board of Equalization done, we have these properties on at 100% commercial, and with several appearances by many condo owners, not one in particular, the value then was cut 45% commercial instead of...
Somewhere else, I can't hear.
Hold that up to you.
I'm sorry, my husband got a phone call and I couldn't hear. I'm sorry, could you start again?
Sure. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. condominium owners came in and this Board of Equalization lowered from 100% commercial to 45% commercial to all condominium owners that had commercial ventures. So that was done last year, which relieved your value by a considerable amount, because these condos were put on at 100% commercial as of January 1, 2011. So this has been dealt with in cutting the value of your taxable amount. So I've got sales in the cabins, 2010 sales, all the way from 85,000 all the way to 187,000. So I mean, I have the sales to support, and you got to remember, we're dealing with January 1, 2011. We're not dealing with 7/3/2012. And that's a little confusing for the person that comes in to appeal the process, is all of these bad situations that's occurred in 2012, we know about those, but our hands are tied until January 1, 2013. We deal with them the best we can, but the true matter is we're dealing with a value January 1, 2012, which should be sales-based of 2010. That's what I, as the assessor, have to deal with.
You're saying the date, at first you said 2011 and then you said 2010. You're talking about the value of my property on what date?
It'd be January 1, 2011.
Okay. And we purchased the property in October 2011. So I don't think that there probably was much difference in the value between January and October, because the market was probably at its lowest point. I don't know, we've only had property in that area for 2 years, and so I'm not knowledgeable about that, but I would say that's because we've been looking at other properties to acquire other properties, and we have seen that, I don't know if things have hit bottom there yet or not, and so I'm saying back earlier we had picked up another property, and I'm saying that the economy has been depressed there since 2008, probably, when things... You know, so I'm thinking that on January 1st of 2011, that my property probably was about the same value as what it was when I bought it in October. I don't think there was that much difference in that time period. Also being winter time, you know, if you're talking about what it was on January, I would say that those may have been less valuable, as property sometimes doesn't change hands as often in the winter as it does in the summer months. You know, so I'm thinking that the dates that we're talking about 10 months difference in time. I don't think that would have impacted the value, you know, the amount that I would have paid for it had I bought it in January, or had it, you know, been on the appraised value at January.
I have no questions.
Change recommendation?
No.
Put on the list of things to deliberate and move on.
Ms. Stevenson, we will compare this with other properties in that same area. We will also make a decision within the next 7-day period and notify you in writing from the county clerk's office of any decision that this board makes. With that said, if you are unhappy with the decision that the board makes, there will also be an appeals process that is open to you through the Missouri State Tax Commission. And if you have any questions about how to do that, the number to call, do you have a pencil?
I do not. Will they send me a letter that has
yes.
it on it?
Yes, we're going to send you the information okay. in the mail that will cover all that.
Okay.
And we will do that,
okay.
I believe, within the next 7 days, Christy? Within the next 7 days. And we thank you very much for your time.
Could I say one other thing?
Yes, you may.
I would expect, I know I'm just talking about my property, but I'm saying if all these other 31 properties that I've listed that are valued between, I mean, that the tax value on them is between $23,000 and $30,000. I mean, I have all those properties. I would expect that those were nightly rentals or were being used for nightly rentals, that all of their assessed values of their would be raised if you're not going to change mine. So I'm thinking if mine doesn't come in line with the 31 others that I've given you, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, not, I mean, because we do that, but I was thinking that it was more, you were talked at 100% or 45%. I was thinking it was more like 33%, you know, which I'm thinking, you know, would have been a third of the price that I paid for it, would have been like the assessed value based on the purchase price. Is that, but you're telling me that you do some of them at 100%.
No, I'm not. 45% of the value of your property is valued at 32% commercial. The remainder, 55% of the value of your property is valued at 19% of market value, which is residential. So that combination is used to determine your value.
And based on my purchase price, then that would be lower than the $39,150 based on the 101 if you're going to use that for evidence. Anyway, I know you've got other people there. I just wanted to make that point. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Boom.
Too soon. That was not intentional.
Next
go ahead.
Ronald Mark.
Give me just a second, Mr. Mark, to get you
good
up
morning,
on my...
Gentlemen, ladies, my name is Ronald Mark. I sent in information of sales of property in the Branson Creek area. I have a condo there that I purchased in 2006, and I feel like that, if you're aware of that area, the value of the properties in that is very hard to sell. And they're selling for around $135,000-$145,000. And I have not seen my taxes go down accordingly. I sent you the sales slip. I don't have any additional information to present. And I'm a little hard of hearing, so if you speak up, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, so. You've got it up on the screen now?
If you're looking at evidence, the current value of that property is $202,329. I think is that's what we're looking at? Okay.
Mine says 20. No, maybe I'm looking at the wrong.
202?
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, 202,329. We're just looking at some documentation real fast here.
What we're doing is taking a look at everything that you've sent in to us.
I saw you looking at
it. We also have it in front of us, so we're. If you see our heads down.
No problem. That's what I want you to do. See
we are kind of in a catch-22 because we're between reassessment years where we can actually value property. But if there's something that is wrong with the appraisal itself, we can correct. In other words, if they've assessed you for something you don't own or an extra...
Or footage. If
we've got... Right. If there's something that we've done incorrect, so I'm looking through that right now, and we're going to ask the assessor to address that here in just a moment. and we're not going to know
it. I was not aware that it was not being lowered last year until I got my tax bill. I assumed with the reassessment year
last year
it would have gone down. I didn't contact you because I did receive some notices of property of what they were being assessed at, and I did appear and got some lowered by presenting information on property sales, but I was not aware that this was going to be assessed still at the what I paid for. When there were sales all up and down in that subdivision.
Mr. Mark,
yes.
I'm the county assessor.
Yes, sir. Did you look at what property sales were going on when you did the assessment for 2011?
Yes, I did, which would have been sales that occurred in 2010 and 2009, not sales occurring in 2011. If you look on your sales here of comparable footages, you'll see that these are listed between 1,600 and 1,799 square foot.
Yes, sir.
Which will not be the same values. But if you look at your square footage, if we've got it correct, we've got you at 1,893 base, 2,772 adjusted. Do you have a upstairs?
I don't have that with me.
No. Okay. But that's the difference. That's the difference in the sales prices that you furnished this board, is the tremendous amount of difference in square footages of your actual property.
I know there's one right across the street that they have at $148,000 and have not been able to sell it for 2 years. I mean, they've listed it for more than 2 years.
Do you know how much square footage is in it?
It's the same as mine.
But they haven't sold it?
No, they have not. It has not been a sale.
I noticed when across the street the different square footage, but it's actually assessed at higher, appraised at a higher value.
We've lowered
Mr.
Mark's property.
Last year.
And you actually paid $210,000 for your property.
Yes, sir. I was kind of thinking that the property would go up in value rather than down in value.
There was many properties out there that was paid a lot more than $210,000.
I was under pre-construction.
Right. Okay.
I was under pre-construction, and I was supposed to be getting it at a bargain price until I saw the construction, and I got out of the contract. I was going to buy more than one.
Kenny, if you're listening, bring my full sales sheet down here, please, that we printed yesterday.
You know, as I'm going through those, they're all of them through there. You had them on at the same, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but his comparable sales that he sent in says.
I know what those are. I'm just saying that the other duplexes there are the same value.
Yeah, they are.
Excuse me, I did not get any 2009 sales. I can get some, and I think they were lower.
Okay.
Because I didn't think the assessment. I thought the assessment was January
2011. I had asked Nathan, because I thought we went through this subdivision and made the adjustments last year.
Do you go by January 1st valuation?
Yes, and it would be 2009 and 2010 sales that would be reflective of January 1, 2011.
See, this one's out, too.
That's why I often wondered when I bought it in August of 2006. The prior owner paid $2,000 for the $2,000. So you didn't go by January 1st.
I don't know what you're referencing on that.
When I bought it in August, on the sales slip, the prior owner paid a pro rata real estate tax of $9 and some odd cents, and yet I got a bill in 2000 in December. And when I sent the check to the collector, I put it under protest.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with what we do. We just appraise property.
I'm trying to figure out when you do the appraisal.
January 1 of the year in question.
Go to the one above that one, right next to it, the adjoining piece right there. Okay, go down to the next building out, 35160.
Those are back to...
We found that building above, James.
No, that's the acreage. Click on that one.
That's the same.
That one, the next one, and the next one are the same size as far as square footage, if I'm looking at that right, James.
With the adjusted footage?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Which are... Let me get this to fill in again. Which is this complex, and the other one may be...
That's
2472 adjusted area. And that total valuation, James, is I lost it. 35160. It's got 20 on the land, and then it's got improvements 165067.
It's identical, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, there's two or three of them there.
Right.
In size.
I got a sale in June of 2010 for $173,500 on 119, which is three buildings from his. I've got a sale in April of 2010 for $248,200. Then I've got those sales that he has brought in of when the foreclosure market started out there for the 125s and the 150s.
Has it got that same square footage on the other half of that duplex?
I think Mr. Ryder might have been a appeal that came in last year.
He was not.
Yeah.
I've already looked him up. Oh, you mean Mr. Ryder.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He did not come in last year.
No. No, but there was two or three that brought appeals in last year.
In this same subdivision.
In the same subdivision that went on to the States.
Ryder.
Well, James, I unfairly represented that because those that are slightly less are 300 square foot less.
Right. There's different sizes out there. We went through all that last year also.
Mr. Ryder, is that how you pronounce it?
All right.
He did come in last year.
He did?
And he got a reduction. He went from 14,290 to 13,280.
14 what?
290 to 13,280.
Was that a square footage you're talking about?
No, that's his total assessment.
No. Mm-hmm. Boy, his assessment right there shows 35,160, right?
Yeah.
Yes. He can change the beacon information at any point, though.
Say that again?
That's his information. This is our old tax book information.
Well, that just
are you looking at appraised or assessed on here?
Assessed. You just spoke of 70,000.
1,119. Oh, he came last year, but it's not that property.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're just talking about $70,000.
Where is this property? Well, explain.
He brought an Emerald Point property.
Okay. Then.
Ron.
Yes, sir.
Explain to him that after we went through the process and we went...
Go ahead, Danny, so you can hear what...
After we have made the adjustments that we made last year, there has to...
Was an adjustment made last year?
In this total subdivision.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Once that's made, to appeal something this year, there has to be an erroneous error, there has to be a incorrect square footage. There's three things. What are they, Jim?
Erroneous, clerical error, or double assessment.
Yes, double assessment, clerical error, or erroneous. And those are the only things during this even year that can be brought forth to us to consider. Now, January 1st of next year, then we can take all things into consideration. But after we went through last year and did the, I remembered this subdivision and us making changes and throughout the subdivision. Well, then there's nothing we can do. I mean, it's the state has our hands tied. We can't do anything on that. It's just the law.
I know what the state law is on it. However, I was not aware. I assumed, which was dumb on my part, that because the value had gone down, there would be an adjustment down. I never received any notice that everything was staying the same or what the assessment would be until I got my taxes in December.
That's also Missouri state law. If things go down, you're not to be contacted. If things go up, you have to be contacted by Missouri state law.
Thank you very much. I'll be back next year. I assume that I won't get any notice because I assume it's going down. But it didn't go down, so I was not contacted.
Yep.
It did not go down.
If you would check your tax bill from 2010 to 2011 and check your assessed evaluation, I think you'll find that it went down slightly.
The assessed valuation went down?
Not the taxes.
The dollars,
right. Taxes, we have no control over.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. I understand that.
But if you check your assessed evaluation.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
No,
I disagree with you, but that's okay.
Well, one thing you have to remember, if your taxes go up, there was a couple of different taxes that were added. Your senior tax.
I know that.
Okay.
We're gonna continue to review these properties, and if we see something that we're allowed to do under the restraints that the state gives us, you're looking at a board that's probably going to do that. So we're looking at everything that we can do to assist the taxpayers in this county.
You know my location because your cousin lives next door.
Well, then I know right where you're at.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to bring that
no,
up.
No, it's okay.
That just
I'm sorry you had that misfortune.
Point.
I said, I'm sorry you had that misfortune.
Well,
I'm
no,
just
they,
kidding.
They were very nice people. I'm sorry they moved away.
If they're listening, I'm joking.
But I just wanted to bring out that way you know where it is.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
The Thornton property right next to it is valued exactly the same.
Unit A is valued at $202,329. Unit B is valued at $202,329.
They're identical.
Yeah.
Folks today.
Good morning, gentlemen. We're fine.
Give me just a second. I'm going to get you up on my screen here. I said that. We shall see. Are we all ready, gentlemen? We're all set.
Okay. Do you start first?
You go right ahead.
Well, it's kind of sad what's happened there. You probably know maybe from since you're in this community full time. We paid top dollar because we were in Seven Pines. We were supposed to have our own park. We were supposed to have our own swimming pool with just a small number of houses in this portion of Saddlebrook. None of that has happened. The park is not going to exist because those lots were sold at hardly any money. Not only was there an auction and the developer is gone, lots that were selling like ours at $200,000 are now a little over 2 acres just sold for $12,000.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
Did you say the area that they had designated as a park they sold?
Well, not the one that's the park, you know, the yeah, Bull Creek Park is still there, but in Seven Pines, now this is just what I was told by the developer, whether it was true or not, we had what we called the no-name park. And we were told that was going to be our park, so all I had to do was walk right down to that, you know, get in the water, because I'm 65 feet up, so I can't just walk into the water.
Right.
That's all sold. Yes, sir. There's a house being built right by there.
Well, my question was, when they subdivided it, did they
dedicate
that to the public? And
see, I don't know.
I don't know.
I doubt it. Okay. Clyde did whatever he felt like doing usually, told us whatever he wanted to tell us. So I don't, you know, I never checked, you know, actually went and checked that. We were just told that. I mean, everybody called it the no-name park. You know, it was just assumed, I guess, because he always said that. And that this didn't happen, and there won't be a swimming pool. And you can't sell in there for, you know, hardly anything. So I did show you what the realtor has shown us, you know, is being listed there. And I do see that everyone else is, I mean, for an acre. Ours is a little over an acre. The two lots now are one. We did come in and pay to have them as one lot, so we wouldn't have to pay two sets of dues, because we didn't ever pay two sets of dues, but then the association changed the rules, so we made it one lot, so we would only pay one set of dues. And all the taxes I had on here from what the realtor printed for me were all less, like $500 to $700, and I see ours are a little over $1,000. But maybe those are because they were 2009 and 2010 taxes on what the realtor showed me. You know, I don't really know. So it's sad because it's just, there's no amenities. There's no reason to get any extra out of our lots, you know, at all. And they're just not selling, and they're not doing well there. It's also, there was the school park and the hole where you could cross the creeks and go back. I mean, we bought for all that. We were going to build, but not only, we won't build because of all that's gone. It's all sold. It's all gone. We will never get to use any of those amenities. They're not there. So what we bought for isn't. We wouldn't probably anyway, just because of other issues, you know, things like paying for plans for $3,000 that you don't get, paying for another set of plans that then when you get a builder to bid and you don't take that, next thing you know, that house almost looks exactly like yours is built and Clyde sells it. And we walk inside, oh, those are nice ideas, they were ours, but can't prove it. You know, they change it just enough. It was just, it's just pretty bad, pretty sad. You may not be able to change it now as I'm hearing this because it's from the year before. I don't know what they sold, you know, or the prices from the year before. I know they had to go down. I don't really know what they were. I know what they are today. So if you don't change it today, I assume next year I'm not going to pay hardly no taxes to this place.
Well, I want to explain to you, the Board of Equalization set that value last year as $59,000, but you had two, which come up to the $118,000. It's based on a sale in November of 2010, which is 1 month away from the date of taxation. There was a sale for $59,000. In March of 2010, there was a sale.
That's the county line.
For $64,500. And then there was a $65,000 sale in June of 2010. So that's basically, they came in at $59,000 and set the entire Southern Pines according to the, it says set by BOE on my record here.
That was the last action that we took last year. We had several people come in from there, and we adjusted last year according to what we could adjust off of, because you're in the, there's a lot of other people in the same condition that you were in. So the last action I believe that the BOE took last year in session was in this particular subdivision. I think there was 14 or 15 lots or something like that that was adjusted. And we tried to use the only thing that the law would let us use, and that was the comparables that were there. And so that's how we made that adjustment. And I guess you've heard what I said before, and mm-hmm. the only way that we can change things until January 1st, our hands are kind of tied on that. And we hate that situation, but that's just the way the law is set up. And so I understand where you're at and feel for you, but I don't know that there's anything that we can do with the even number year.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I don't even remember the amount we dropped all those to. Do you remember?
59.
I know, but I mean from what? Because there was...
He was an increase.
I've got a little over an acre with the two lots.
Well, because she combined them is why she was an increase. Yeah. Nothing to do with an increase.
9,400 to 11,210. Assessed value.
I'll be happy to sell to any of you gentlemen for a little over $100,000. I'll take a 50% loss if you can get that for me. Not happening, right?
Right. So, not happening now.
Right.
There's only, I think there was two lots in that whole subdivision that are double lots like hers. I mean, all the rest of them.
So what you're looking at is right here and right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So are some of those maybe that sold higher? Were they over the 2 acres then? Because that one that sold for $12,000 was 2.3 acres.
Those sales I have, but their current sales are not.
So they're not doing you any good?
Right, till January 1.
So those other sales, they weren't larger, the lots in mine? That's why you weren't able to, you're not able to do that?
Not that I, no.
That you can see?
They were
right
beside yours.
Oh, okay, sir. Yeah, they probably about my size then.
Right. Our motion was all lots. Did say about double lots.
My question is, because we didn't establish any type of policy for the double lot, they're too affected, can we do something different?
Well, our motion said per lot, all lots.
With the evidence that was there, we apparently all agreed because every one of us voted the same way, and I don't see everything that was stated. But there was a need to make a there was recommendations and approvals made by the entire BOE as it in two votes there.
Well, you chose the cheapest sale at.
That's what
November,
we remember.
At $59,000, it's right here on the sales list.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Is it not considered, if they were combined, is it not considered one?
Yes.
And if it's considered one, would this motion not treat it as
that's
one?
What, that's why.
And if this motion treated as one, should it not be at 59 instead of at 118?
Yes. That's what my opinion is.
If we're going to talk technicalities, then we set that lot at 59. We didn't set it at 118.
What if they join three?
But it did.
What if they join four?
This motion just would apply to 10, two.
Just the way that we technically made the
motion. I don't care.
I know where you're at.
I don't care how you do it.
I know where you're at, and you're exactly right, but technically what we did, if I'm looking at that motion.
That combined lot is not a lot. I know, I'm the one that recommended lowering it.
Sure glad we got that in here.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that in there too. I'm the one that said we got to lower these things.
Hey, James, go to the map. Go back to the map. We're really stretching the limits there.
I've had it. You mean the most recent listing?
Right.
I had it at 89.9, and I've had it at 99.9.
Yeah.
No offer.
That one there is...
Clyde Lance offered
massive lot.
Maybe 30,000 for it now, the guy that sold it to me for 200,000.
But that's the way it's platted as a lot.
It shows one lot now. I wonder if I got enough votes for a motion here.
By the way, that has to be one lot.
You've got one down here.
I'm going to move that we set the value of BOE number ending in 0007 at 59,000 per our motion from 2011.
Mr. Strafis, thank you very much.
How are we going to change?
Hold on just a minute. Is there a second to this motion?
Well, I just want to make sure if we're going to change this one, I'll change that one.
Before we have discussion, is there a second to the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been seconded. Discussion? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would, like with Jeff, I want to go back and set the other one, too, that across the street to the same value, that one.
Well, let me state it differently, that in order to be in compliance with the motion, we need to address all lots and make sure that all lots are subject to the same motion. Christy, we'll take care of it.
The children have appealed.
Okay, they have appealed. Okay.
She's here.
Oh, you're there. Well, that may be a quick one then, too. All right.
The this motion is based upon
2011.
Technical
that's it.
Point, which in non-technical terms, the SDC is not going to kick ourselves. further discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Billy.
Is that the children? She's at 9:30. Can we just do that same motion and save time?
No, I want a clarification.
Okay, well then, we have someone in front of you. Okay, no problem.
All right, let me make that. Let's see.
How many more of those are double lots?
Just one.
Just one. And that nine, we've got a couple between.
Okay.
Between that one. We have one more.
It's Saddlebrook also.
Do we have?
It's the same Saddlebrook.
Let me call this up. Give me just a second.
Oh, this is house and all?
Yes.
Okay.
And... how do you pronounce your last name, sir?
Soka like mocha. I always say have mocha with Soka.
Was that an invitation?
Anytime you're available.
That's right. go right ahead, sir.
Okay, I purchased a property January, I think it's around the 12th or 15th of 2012. It was a foreclosure in Saddlebrook, Missouri, located in Taney County, Ridgecrest Drive, 364 Ridgecrest Drive. Purchase price with the lot and everything included was $179,980,000. Basically, there's a lot going on in Saddlebrook. You've heard it from the other folks that were here. Things have changed out there. Land is not what it used to be. I think the current appraised value or assessed value or whatever that I see on the books is like $430,000 or somewhere thereabouts. I'm not sure between assessment, but the appraised value, what I've seen on the books at $430,000 or something like that. I'm sure there's some percentages that apply, and all of a sudden you come with this magical number of what my taxes would be. I think I saw little over $4,000 a year or something like that. It is a residential property. Me and my family live there. We have moved in. There's a lot of work to be done. I've also provided the sales contract, and I've also provided an appraisal that was done I believe it was completed either in 2012 or at the end of 2011 for the bank to secure a loan on the property. And I would hope that you would consider, I know I'm in this, I don't understand the odd and even year, but I would think that if someone purchases a property just inside of that 2012 that changed, didn't have an opportunity to go to the Board of Equalization for disputing that appraised value that you have on your books, I would think there would be something, but I'm understanding from the conversations in the state of Missouri, there are certain laws on the books that maybe restrict you from doing that, but just a personal note, I mean, if you change a marriage or a medical for your family in the middle of a year, you have the opportunity to go back to your employer and say there's something that has changed. So since I didn't have that opportunity, I thought it would be a come to on myself to come at least see what I could do about the tax issue at that location. I also provided, like I said earlier, appraised value, so I'm hoping that you guys will be open to hearing any comments or suggestions on what I could possibly do to lower that value. And, of course, there's other things going on out at Christian County as well. The values are just so high that I'm not sure what other people are going to do. Properties are not selling, I don't think, out in that area. I haven't heard of any.
I guess I'd have a question for our appraiser sitting on the board. If you turn over to Uniform Residential Appraisal Comparables, would you generally take houses 16, 17 miles away to try to make a comparable sale analysis?
Not usually. If I can help it, I will.
The house we're looking at, is it complete?
It wasn't complete. Looks like the builder stopped 90% complete. There was like plumbing that wasn't hooked up, electrical outlets that weren't hooked up.
Well, the reason I'm asking is the pictures I'm looking at, and those could be older, were
incomplete.
Right.
Is there anything in the occupancy, James, that we might apply?
Is it complete today?
It wasn't complete when I moved in. I mean, as far as the outlets, there was some discussion at the banks that, you know, they wouldn't give a loan and I had to get special financing. But
you purchased January 12, 2012, you said?
Somewhere.
You purchased it this year?
Absolutely, yes.
So it was after January 1, and at that time it wasn't complete, and that's what we're looking for.
Okay.
We're looking for basically a technicality.
Okay. Yeah, so the settlement was January 16th, I think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think we pushed it back a week because there was issues. I think it was about a week later that we actually did close.
Back to your question, Jim, the 16th wouldn't be enough of an adjustment to make. 16
right.
days wouldn't be an adjustment.
Well, just what I'm thinking, my technicality thought was it's not complete until you moved in.
Well, actually, it wasn't complete until, well, it's still not complete.
And so it's still technically under construction until he bought it, so maybe a partial assessment because it wasn't complete. That's what I was thinking.
And that's something, obviously, that we need to have answered. Is, and what I'm looking at, is this correct? This have the base area of roughly 3,000 feet, an adjusted area of another 3,000 feet?
That's not correct. The appraisal, when they measured it, I think it was around 4,600 or something like that.
Well, that's a big difference from what we have listed here.
I'm not sure what the...
But the base, the adjusted area could be decks, it could be...
Porches, garages.
Things like that, so...
Okay.
It's quite possible. Was it really built in 2000, started in 2003?
That's my understanding. But the people actually lived in that residence because there's no CO that's issued in Saddlebrook.
Right.
So they were able to move in And they lived in that same condition where I took ownership.
Wow.
So whatever, you know, Mr. Hausman's looking at, that's how I took ownership of it. And my understanding, they were living in there, and they had to vacate the property.
You see the picture? That picture on the bottom right? That shows incomplete on the bottom, and then go to the other picture there.
It's still incomplete at the bottom.
The driveway obviously is not complete.
Yeah, the driveway was in, though.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they're doing now.
But the bottom looks just like that. It was still incomplete today.
Is it correct to say that your evidence shows it was appraised at 293? Is that right?
Somewhere thereabouts, there's 280, 280 or 290, said. Yeah. I can't recall the exact amount.
Okay.
And that was land and all?
Yes, comparison value was 282, I think. Is that what it said? It's a small number. I don't have my glasses either, but it's right there.
So somebody's building that house for less than $40 a square foot. That's equal to our grade E's and F's in Taney County.
Right. This value was set as of January 1st, 2011, right? That's where the value was set.
I'm looking at
not finished. James, there's no way it's worth $450.
No.
James, looking at the square footage and at least what they put down inside of that, it shows 6710 on the dwelling itself and then 4520 on the 2274. Still come up short of the figure.
Well, we got 2940 of base area, 6033 of adjusted area, but I can see two or three floors there. I don't know how many there is.
The white area that you're looking at that you pulled that one picture is a crawl space that is basically gravel and water. It's built on stilts because there's a natural kind of a bed that comes through of water, and they have it exiting the back of the house. They just put two of the windows just for see-through. It's non-livable, non-buildable.
Yeah, but then there's two floors above it, isn't there?
Yeah, the one with the deck around it, that would be the lower level. And then there's one more level. The windows were just all the way up there, and you just kind of see down below. There's no space there. So then you have the bedroom where that pointer is at, and then the other one's a kitchen. So you come in, you have two hallways that split. The windows were just for effect so you can see the mountain views, that's all.
Okay. On the appraisal report that we've got that was supplied, it talks about the condition of the structure, and then it goes into some missing, you know, reasons why it's valued so low, okay? And if I'm looking at these things, and obviously I'm just making an assumption on my part here, but it looks like one could probably build an argument that says it's maybe 25% was not complete based off the missing electrical outlets, fixtures. Looks like it mentioned something about the microwave missing.
Plumbing mantles.
Plumbing issues. It talks about yard not being landscaped properly because of water flow. It talks about brick on the back of the house missing, guttering not there, floor covering missing. So I'm wondering if we couldn't go under a 25% reduction based off the occupancy law that we've passed. It doesn't get him where he wants to get. I can tell you that. But it's some relief based off of the condition of the structure when he bought it, or when it as of January 1st.
Is this a copy?
And just so you know what I'm talking, at 25% reduction of the current appraised value, it would be reduced to $111,750, which would put it about $335,250, which is not where he's asking. But that's the only mechanism I see to helping otherwise. Good.
guys want it. Yeah, we put that, it's put on in 04. But you guys want to just pass this down and look at the architectural design of that house?
Oops. Number two, right here. Number two, right?
That's just the drawing of the floor.
Number two.
Yes. Number, no, 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 I'm sorry. Number two.
The second evidence.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay.
Where? Down just a little. Hold it. Back up.
Jim, did you see that the indicated value by the cost approach was $361,245 by the appraiser? $362. It's on page, oh, I don't know what page. $361,245 is the cost approach. Is that the comparables?
That's the subject.
That's the property.
And if you keep going down, it has, you can't see anything, but it has pictures of what was missing or not.
Incomplete.
Not completed.
Look like my photos.
So did you take
those? I must have taken those. Sorry.
If you go by the, if you scroll down to that right there, you'll see a retaining wall it's to your left, but it's not complete because there's a, right around that area, it's not complete. It's supposed to hold the dirt back, and that's where the wastewater system or, your septic system is. It goes up into the Saddlebrook waste flow. That wall, and then there's another wall on the other side that's also not complete. It's a retaining wall. That's what they're referring to with landscaping.
You assessed it of being 100% complete, right?
Okay. I'm going to move that we reduce the value of this property based off of a 25% incomplete as of January 1st, 2011, which would reduce the appraised value. So I'm going to take 447, 455. I'm sorry, I'm going to take 370, which is the improvement. So land is still the land. 370, 981. And reduce it by 25% is my motion. Reducing the value of the property, of the house, to 278, 236, plus the land value of 65,000. That's my motion.
I'll second that.
Total number. Total number will add up to 343, 236.
36. You don't have to figure your and complete square footage.
That's the only reason I'm going to, is not, I'm not touching the land value. It's,
I know, but I mean, how many dollars per square foot did you figure your incomplete square footage compared to the total? Not the adjusted, but the total.
I didn't look at the square footages, Danny.
Well, I'm trying to figure what the house is incomplete. We can see that, but we're talking about certain dollar value per square foot to build a home like that.
The cost approach was 361. This puts it within 20,000 of the cost approach appraisal. It's lower, so I mean, but this gets it close to a little below the appraised value.
Would the cost approach assume that it's going to be 100% complete when they compare that?
Right.
Okay.
Have you got a motion on the floor and a second already? And
there is a motion and a second for a reduction of 25% of the structure itself, not the real estate. And that amount of the building itself is how much, Jim? Would it bring it down?
The new value would be, the structure would be 278, 236.
And the property remains the same?
Property means land is value same.
And that is?
65.
Even?
Uh-huh.
Discussion, gentlemen, is 25% something, and it was seconded. What'd you say?
She's just double-checking the value.
Okay, thank you.
My numbers.
And what was the total one more time?
343, 236.
Jeff?
Well, the reason why I'm supporting this is because it does say somewhere in the appraisal that it was never completed from day one.
Say that again, please.
What I'm saying is, was the appraisal stated in there that it was never completed to begin with. I mean, I would worry. You say you purchased it in
12. January 20th, somewhere around there. It was the final closing date of 12.
Okay. Normally, I would be concerned with a lot of things could have changed from January 1st of 11 to 12. But being that it said in there that it was never completed to begin with.
Right.
I would. That's why I second.
And the comment that he made, if I'm understanding, is when we're looking at the house and the part was incomplete was the lower level, which he indicated to us is not. You said it is a crack.
Well, there's a main level when you walk in the door, and then there's a kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, and then you go down the stairs, there's a lower level, and then there's that white area that you see the tie back on, that's the crawl space. All levels are incomplete. Even the crawl space is not draining properly. There's water building up in the basement, or the crawl space. But even the lower level and the main level, they were all sections incomplete.
Are you considering the crawl space and the basement to be two separate areas? Is there a crawl space under the basement?
Yes. If you show that picture
there
again.
Okay.
You can access this lower level.
This is just, you can get a door here, just big. A lot of your HVAC comes down here. It's just like all your, maybe some of your cable wire will run, drainage will come through, but it's basically mud, no gravel. There's like a ledge, solid rock, that kind of chipped away, but they only gave enough just so you could get those footers in. And then this, you can't live in it. can't do anything in and of them excessive. This level here would be your, what I consider your lower level. You walk down a staircase, and there's a lower level here that's an area you could live in. And then there's an area somewhere up here, but really it's over here and here. The main entrance, when you come in, you split. Then there's an opening down below.
I only have one concern, sir, and very few floor plans that are laid out with 9-foot walls and that many section corners and everything, which totally expands the cost of any building project, and that would be my only and I'm not trying to argue, I'm trying to help you, but I'm trying to figure what is best whenever I figure one of these houses, try to figure it by square footage. And when you see that kind of floor plan with that many different angles in it, every time you put an angle in a floor plan, it jacks up the cost per square foot. And that's my only, the 25% was my only question about whether that was too much for what was there. But to Jeff's point, we don't know how much was completed in 2011.
Right.
So we are basically in a guess mode on that. So I mean, that was my only question. Okay. I wasn't the other part of it. I'll go ahead and support it because I don't know. But I mean, I would ordinarily think it would be less than that. But
I'd like to call for a vote on the motion. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You'll receive something from the county clerk's office in regards to that in writing, hopefully within the next 7 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
I guess she's
going to pull up the map right there.
Okay. I think that we own the Jasper there. Uh-huh. I don't know why. And I assume the lady that was talking owns just catty corner
yes.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ours is actually, I guess, still two lots rather than one.
That's
what
I heard.
So
yours is still physically two lots?
I think so. I don't know.
It doesn't show that.
Well, I see that.
James.
And, so you're saying then mine would be $59,000 too?
According to that map, the motion
total.
That we made and the other lady would apply there,
uh-huh.
unless it is still two physical lots. Then
lot 120 and 121 had been uh-huh. combined.
It had
okay.
been combined.
See, you know more about my property than I do.
If I were you, I'd get out here as quickly as possible.
I wouldn't say
more. Well, I do have a couple questions just for the future.
I tell you,
I don't want to change anything.
I'm trying to help you.
No,
here.
I know, but what I
you go right ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. No, I just have one question. Just so I know exactly since how this works. You evaluate it. When did you do this?
January 1, 2011.
Yes.
Okay, January 1, 2011. Okay, and then so that changes it for 12.
Correct.
And then it's good till 4, and then you do it again in 13.
Right.
For 14.
13 and 14. Yes.
All right. So when would you reassess this property?
He's working at values. James, you're looking at values now, but you'll set it as of January 1st. Next year.
2013.
Okay. And so you would, the evidence I gave for this today will take and be taken into account for 14 then?
Right.
Okay. Okay, that's what I understand, because, you know, I had all these
right.
assessments, and they changed, I got one last year, and I got one this year, and so that's why I was confused as to why, if it happens every other year, I was getting a reassessment every year. That's what I couldn't understand.
Most of that comes from citizens' request.
No, mine wasn't.
When was yours combined?
Well, I don't think it... Are you saying it was combined?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why that happened?
Sure.
Okay. All right. That's what I couldn't understand. Okay. So my one lot is $59,000.
Well, we have to vote on it yet.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
Actually, did we not make a vote that affected all the properties in that subdivision a while ago? Wasn't that without the verbiage? Let's make a motion on this.
Motion to set the value of this single lot based off the 2011 motion to set BOE number 0003 to $59,000.
I'll second.
Is that the value?
$59,000.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to lower the valuation of BOE number 0003 to an appraised value of $59,000 as per the motion that was made last year. Discussion.
I only have one question.
Yes, sir.
As I looked at that, pull that back up as you looked at the subdivision.
I must remind you before you start with continue your question, I hate to interrupt, you cannot start reassessment in 2012. You can judge one property at a time.
Well, I'm not making that recommendation. What I'm looking at is where the road, existing road is at. Mm-hmm. Is there a road there, or is the road over there splitting the other lots?
You talking about the upper level?
Right there. Is that the
no,
road?
No, that's not a road.
That's not a road?
It's an old road.
Okay, but you have a road that goes into your lot where the cul-de-sac's at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see trees in it.
It's an old picture.
Oh, I don't know why they would. Yeah, that is odd. I think they've just put that on
well,
top
I mean,
of it.
I'm just trying to figure out whether there was access
it
from that
confusing.
Particular point. And,
yeah, I see.
Well, I'm assuming it was
I think there used to be a post office there called Bluff. That's why the road, there used to be a town there.
Let me help you with that. There actually used to be a polling place, and the old joke was we have to wait till Bluff comes in, and there were always six or seven votes.
That's great. I love it.
Many years ago.
Uh-huh.
MNAP property, we have a motion on the floor. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
I just want to say, I came in here like, you know, I'm going to this, and I just couldn't believe how nice you guys all were. I just figured you'd be like, no, it's
friends.
Sad, and you just...
Tell your friends.
Yeah. I feel, because I was like, oh, it's just going to be awful. They're just going to make me feel so bad. So thank you.
You can tell them I tried to run you out and not even let you talk.
Yeah, okay. No, you're probably right.
Thank you. 8, 9, 3, good gosh, we're behind. Is the next one by phone?
This gentleman submitted a waiver to appear between the submitting and all
that. I'd make a recommendation to set the value at what the appraisal says.
Oh, gosh, I just... And... That is
$51,000.
51?
Yes.
Gentlemen, the recommendation on this parcel is to establish the valuation at, or not that yes, $51,000. Appraised value of $51,000.
Okay. I'll, question?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You want to take the motion he wants?
No.
Okay. I'll move to accept the assessor's recommendations and set value to $51,000 for BOE 0021.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the valuation as per assessor's recommendation on BOE number 0021 at $51,000 as per the appraisal presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Danny,
Table Rock Investments. Will this be my phone?
I'm Dean Ruda. I'm not here with 30 or 50 items. I'm here with two. And really, probably even as a primary agenda, is being a guy that's out there and having a extensive amount of commercial property in the Branson area and knowing what that's happened to that property the last 4 years. I'm also here to maybe share some information about what I know has happened. And it always becomes more real when it happens to yourself. So two parcels, and I do understand, Mr. James, that, you know, reassessment happens every other year in an odd year, and that's not this year. So I guess my contention is that it was overvalued last year. So the two parcels, which one are we looking at first on 248? Mm-hmm. I sent over some memo, and I think it speaks for itself. The two parcels I'm comparing, obviously, there's not a lot of property that's changed hands, which also goes a long way to say, and it's not for lack of sales. There's more listings out there than ever been, so there's no buyers, which indicates value in and of itself. The one parcel that I'm comparing it here to is the parcel that the Chamber of Commerce bought from the Blue property at 248. For everybody's recollection, it's across from the filling station and the old honky-tonk there, right next, adjoins the land that the Chamber of Commerce building currently sits on. Chamber of Commerce bought that postage stamp parcel that their building sits on 15 plus or minus years ago, from the Blue family when Dr. Blue was still alive and had inadequate parking. Those of you that have been there know there's probably 10 to 12 spaces in a building that probably has 12,000 square feet. So there wasn't any parking. So we negotiated with Doc Blue's family for a year and a half trying to get the price down. And we ended up settling on $150,000 cash when the Blue family knew that really the Chamber had no option, because the Chamber at that time is that we didn't have enough parking. And so with 12-plus thousand square feet, what are you going to do? So anyway, they negotiated the parcel, and I guess what I'm saying is the seller knew that the buyer had no other options. They couldn't leave. That piece of parcel compared to the parcel that is in question is this parcel, as you can tell, was 4 acres. It just recently closed. It has significantly more 248 highway frontage. I don't know exactly, but I'm going to guess 500, maybe 600 feet. You might say, well, that piece of Chamber property is a little steep. Well, lo and behold, the 6 acres that I have, when you get back about 200 feet off of the highway, there's a big old holler that goes right through the center of it, and then it goes back up the backside. So, and the city of Branson has a sewer line that goes down through the middle of that holler. So, lo and behold, she'll be a little difficult to fill. Okay? So, anyway, my comment is, with that all said, if you go through the calculation, the Chamber's land's at 80 cents a foot, market value, and I would ask that this group consider 80 cents a foot for my parcel. Again, my comment being is that this is only indicative of what's going on all over. Vacant commercial land in and around Branson, with the exception possibly a little property up in Branson Hills, is of nominal value. There's none of it transacting. And how do you sell it? How do you create value when there's no users? So,
Dan, I hate to interrupt you, but is there a building on it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. I'm sorry. I made two. I was comparing it to the Delgado land, excuse me, my fault. Let me start over. what I said about the chamber is totally true.
Right.
The parcel that I'm talking about here is talking about another parcel that I have that I'm not contesting. Excuse me. The parcel I'm talking about is the parcel catty-corner from the McDonald's. There is an old house on it, 40, 45 years old. It is totally obsolete. It's 1.74 acres. Anyway, you guys have the house also. The house is also assessed at $110,000. I'm asking for, and my parcel, I guarantee you, if you go on it behind the house, it drops off tremendously. So over half the lot's every bit as steep as the chamber's property, and there's only about 175 feet of highway frontage. So the other challenge with this piece of property, the chamber's a little hard to get off the road because it's fairly close to the 65. This one's hard to get off the road. You definitely can't turn left. So access into the property. So James's comment, which is a good comment, is the house is on there at $110,000. I'm saying that's a disconnect. How can you value the property as a commercial property and say that you're going to keep that old house at $110,000? I'm keeping the house there just to keep the land from blowing away, I guess, because I'm getting Chris Lucci's in there paying me $450 a month for the house. So time I pay taxes and insurance, I'm not getting rich on the house. So.
What's he using the house for, Dan?
He has a little office in there. He has a little receptive company that Branson Getaways. No, it's not Branson. Discover Branson. Branson Getaway is John Wallen.
So. Is this got a big sewer line behind it?
It's
down the draw?
It's also got a sewer line to it.
Is it one that we talked about last year?
I believe so. And I'm suggesting that you were wrong last year, and the evidence is more clear. I didn't have.
The
I didn't
sewer
have
line a, runs across it?
No, it's
no,
in the back.
Diagonally.
Well, the picture
is
a diagonal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that it right there?
No.
No.
That's not it?
No. The sewer line's towards the back of the property.
Okay.
I don't know exactly where it's at, Jim, but no, it doesn't run there. So that's what it is. I can tell you from the back of that building, it doesn't look very steep, but there's from the back of that building or from the front of the lot to the back of the lot, I'm guessing 25, 30 feet of drop. So you can kind of get an idea, those of you that have driven in the Alltel building, you know how much fall there is there, and this one's steeper. So.
They didn't hear it in 11. They heard it in 10.
Well, I mean, I remembered it.
Yeah, I've been here on it before.
It has Branson. So. Doesn't it have your realtor sign in front?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So. Road's steep going into it, and I had it had another use at that time. It wasn't that same use, was it?
It's had, in the past, over the years, it's had a couple of different real estate companies.
That's what I thought. And a real steep driveway to get around to the back side of the house.
It's very steep.
I've been there. I went down there to look this over.
Would you like to make the biggest motion or how you saw?
Well, where I'm at, and I understand what Mr. Root is here for, but is there an error in, does it meet any of the three categories that we talked about earlier?
Is he using the entire house?
He's using
most of it.
Yeah. The basement's unfinished, James. So it's only about 1,000 feet, a little over 1,000 feet upstairs.
Well, that's a glimmer of hope. We have it for 20-some hundred. Don't we have it for 2,000 square feet?
The basement's unfinished.
Do you have a carport still?
There's no carport.
Well, quite frankly, there's not much to the house.
There's not. I've been in the house. There's not much there.
I'm just saying. At one point in time, 248 was prime. I understand all that. Obviously, I paid a lot more than I'm telling you that it's worth today, but it has, I've done lost lots of sleepless nights worrying about all that anymore. So but we all know what commercial properties work today, and it isn't worth much.
Are they using that basement for anything, Dan? Or
it's got storage in it. You're welcome to come over. It's full of signs and storage boxes. So that's what I'm using it
for. That's something we could look at.
Google Maps.
Is it? Let me ask this. I asked the question once and didn't get any reply from the board. Can we use these things that aren't the carport and all this? Can we use that to make the adjustment this year?
Yes, if there are things that are on there, Danny, that need to come off, those could be adjusted.
I want to make that perfectly clear before we start trying to do something, that there's a reason that we can take care of this year. And
It's like a modular home. I don't even know if it's a house. Is it a house? Or
It was, it's 40 years old. It was stick built. But
okay, it was
stick built. It was 40 years ago construction, Taney County construction methods.
James, are you going to relook the use of what's down in the basement?
I need to relook the use.
There's no carport, yeah. Et cetera?
Mm-hmm. That's the only move I see that actually you guys could make this year is on something of erroneous.
Dan, James is going to take another look at that property, and then he'll bring that information back to us.
Okay.
And then we'll further discuss it. Unless somebody else has another question. Can we go to your next parcel?
My next parcel is a parcel on Green Mountain Drive, which I do believe that I brought to this group last year. I strongly disagreed and got no sympathy. So this piece of property is on Green Mountain Drive, across from Surrey's sales center, if you will, right next to this Suds Car Wash. It was part of the Sod's Car Wash lot. There was a subdivision made. It's 1.52 acres. We've spent a lot of money trying to fill it. And the 1.52 acres, by the time you have the fill and the backslope, right today there's just almost exactly 1 acre usable. Not 1.52 acres, 1 acre usable. To make 1.52 usable, you'd have to put up walls because there's also a sewer line at the back of this lot, and you're not going to be able to cover it up. So anyway, walls are quite expensive. My comment is that we have been working, and you have a copy of a contract. We have a contract with a national that we just recently in this week put under contract. We have been negotiating for over a year with this contractor, trying to get the price up. It is to put a national retail store on there, trying to get the price up. We haven't been able to do it. We've been aggressively trying to sell the parcel because obviously it doesn't fit in our development plan of any condominium development anytime in the next 100 years, and I don't think I'm going to be around to use it. So I'm just asking you have it on there. I did ask to lower this price because I can tell you that we got all it's worth, and I don't have, if you read through the contract from the national, it's a developer that has it under contract, and he has 6 months of due diligence time. So I'd say there's about a 60% chance that this ultimately will close in approximately sometime in the next year. So it's a dollar general is who it is. So anyway, obviously they don't want that information all over, but that's who it is.
Internet.
Okay. So.
Last year, what was action was taken on this property last year?
It was lowered slightly, but just very slightly. It says
2010, okay.
Land per BOE is all I have in my comments.
I was almost positive I brought it last year, but I think I maybe discussed it with James, but maybe I didn't bring it here.
I don't remember last year.
What do you want it lowered to?
The price that I got it under contract for.
I didn't see that number.
It was from 380 down to 250. When we say appraised property, the surrounding, it's the assessed values of the surrounding.
Isn't there an abandoned sewer line back midway to the back of that?
Yeah, there's a sewer line that runs through the gully, which is the property line, James. There's a big 36-inch Branson sewer line,
okay,
which partly limits
right.
filling the entire site. You can't fill anymore without putting up a wall.
That's 2010, because Kelly wasn't even on here last year.
She said it was 2010. Could raise that level.
The other side on the piece of property is that if you look at the contract, I have to give them an additional, I don't know whether it's 15 or 20 hundredths of an acre of golf course property to that they're going to fill on that I'm leasing to them, so I don't have to do a subdivision, a lot subdivision, for additional parking. In other words, there wasn't enough surface area to get the store and the required parking, so I'm actually, for the $250,000, I'm selling them another, I think it's 2/10 of an acre. So they can put, they're going to bench it lower so they can put employee parking. So quite frankly, the $250,000 doesn't represent just this parcel. So I guess the other option is I just was feeling benevolent and wanted to sell it cheaper. So I do that sometimes. I guess I'm going to reiterate what I came here at the beginning, is that I'm not saying everybody's going to look at it, but the values are what they are, and the county and the new county assessor needs to be very aware of what's happening out there, because it's painful.
What did the 2010 BOE set it at? I make a recommendation that the 2011 be the same. That's just carried over from the computer without the assessor's change. It should not have changed from the BOE value. Well,
what would the new value be then? How would you
the 105, whatever she says.
938.
Which would get us to what number?
Probably 331 that she mentioned.
Probably right.
105.
I wouldn't be facetious, but I want to know if that's what it is.
It's going to be 32. It's going to be three times. So.
Yeah.
But that's that's definitely
320 or something.
We can make that change.
Yeah. That's my recommendation.
Well, because of that, just a second here, because of that particular error, that opens the door for us to make the adjustment to where we would want to make it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because of the error in the computer that raised it, that gives Mr. Reuter the opportunity to come to this board, because I didn't have any idea of what grounds we were going to be able to help him on. But that being raised at a computer error gives us the opportunity to lower it or raise it to whatever level we wish to do so. Am I right? Is that the way you would see it, this board?
That's not under my recommendation. My recommendation is to fix the error at 105.938.
I know.
But you guys do whatever you want to do.
I know, but what I'm saying is, does it open the door for a, because I didn't, just to be truthful about it, until that was brought up, I didn't think that there was anything that we could do, whatever. But now I'm wondering, is there a correction that can be made, either the recommendation of the assessor or a lower price?
As long as you accept it for just a computer error, I would say yes. Computer error.
Let me ask you this, James. On the, that, I know the lots. I mean, the back. Do you take any consideration for the, that 1.5 acres is not all buildable. I mean, it would take a whole lot more money to make that a 1.5 acre buildable. Is there any consideration when you do the assessment of that lot?
Jim, I can't say that we did on that lot. We don't physically go out and visit vacant lots.
Okay.
As we usually, a lot of that is done from aerial photos.
Okay.
We go by there, but I mean, the guys don't have no way of saying, well, he's going to have 14 foot of fill to do this. But I can see, like I say, if the BOE said it, it's just strictly that we didn't change it in the computer in the even numbered year, and it carried over to 11, at, and whatever the BOE said it, it should have stayed.
Yesterday, driving signs, I saw Jim's sign. I saw his real estate sign back over the corner, and I don't think it's worth $331,000. It's not worth that. But
how do we adjust?
And we don't. I mean,
but how do we adjust it?
We don't truthfully even know that it's worth $250,000 because they may not even pay that when they do their due diligence. But
no offense.
Hey. I call balls and strikes like I see balls and strikes.
You don't have to convince me, guys.
Anyway, it's just, but you're right. How do we fix it? And I don't know.
How do we fix it an even numbered year?
Well, I'll tell you, Danny offered an interesting premise, and if you want to go with the question that he asked, and I'm not going to answer and told him that, I'll accept the motion.
Look at this.
The premise he offered
is,
being
this
that
is,
since we can mess with it, we can set whatever 30, we want.
That was the premise that he offered.
That was my question. It's because there was an error.
Right.
What I've seen is because we set it.
Would you say half an acre?
And if it had been set there, then Mr. Ruta had no argument whatsoever. But because there was an error made, he has come forward. Can we make the adjustment that needs to be made from the 2011? That's where we're at.
Yeah, we're getting
okay.
Something like that.
I mean, that's law. That's the law.
I got it.
What? I know a half acre, knowing how steep that lot is, half an acre is really not usable.
Well, you can read in the contract what you have. I mean, I'm giving an easement over additional land to the east of that lot next to the golf course, encroaching on the golf course to get them additional employee parking. So, I mean, that 250, guys, includes another, whatever it is, 2/10 of an acre. So it's described in the contract. You can read it. So it is what it is.
James, did you value that per foot? Is that the way you do that?
Yeah.
I know where I want to get it. I just don't know how to get it there yet.
What number do you want to get it to?
In the ballpark of what it's... go ahead.
What yeah, I would be fine with 250. If he, I mean, the lot next to it, and then even when you go over to Surrey's lot, which is a corner lot, two more to the left. Yeah.
Because of the computer error made in 2011, the chair would entertain it. I would move it on parcel number 20120602. It'd be lower to 250,000.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to reduce BOE parcel number 20120602 to $250,000 based upon computer error made in 2011. Discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, I'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you have the surgery?
No, I've got to go to the bank out there.
Is that the house? Hey, Danny, you think I have 30 minutes or so to go with this property?
Yeah, I think we're. Can we? Who do we have scheduled?
Can we just take 5 minutes? I mean, this is.
We have several.
I know, but we don't have a break. We need to schedule breaks on these things. It's just to be.
What time are these folks scheduled for?
The
Lacey
are scheduled at 10:15.
Yeah, the Sheetwoods are here.
No, this is going to 10:30. This will be 15 minutes late.
Is Lacey? You go ahead and take care of that, and then we'll
We're going to stand in recess until 10:30.